All right, when I get in there, you can hang up.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code? Pardon me, to pull up your account, please.
Let's see here, your zip code, she wants.
The zip code, ma'am, is 85002.
Okay, 85002. Pardon me, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. And may I also have your name, please?
Thomas Caldwell. C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Caldwell. And one moment, please. And you did say first name is Thomas.
Correct. Middle initial is P as in Paul.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Caldwell, for security purposes, please verify your address, please.
It's 1118 East Bluefield Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, thank you for that information. Pardon me, I've gotten some information pulled up that shows your first and last name and shows your address. Excuse me. And you are calling us about a declined payment for the Byte Sub Mill app?
No, I'm calling you because my credit card keeps getting charged by you people. It was a Moniker Spyglass. It was supposed to be just $6.95 for the shipping and handling. I did that. Then I had a billing for on April the 10th, yesterday, for $117.95. My bank declined that one. And then I got another one today for $59 and something. What I'd like you to do is stop billing me for stuff I'm not ordering. My bank is going to they flagged it, and they're going to keep declining these charges. But it's easier not to do it. Because what it's going to cause me is to have to cancel my card out and start with a new card. And I don't want to have to do that.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir, but I have to allow you to finish speaking.
Okay, well, thank you.
Trying to see what I can assist with. Now, with the information that you've provided and verified, it pulled up information that was provided to the system on April the 7th, which was the declined payment for the $59.89, which
declined.
Right. It shows it was declined. There was not even an account that was created. But that's the only, at this number, that's the only billing attempt. It wasn't even a charge that went through that I'd be able to assist with. For the other billing that you're calling in regarding, you would need to reach out to the correct customer service number for assistance with those.
Okay.
Because,
all right. This is what the bank explained to me, that when I put in that request for the item that I received, the $6.95 for shipping and handling, that then there's a myriad of companies that get that information, and then they bill me for products I'm not receiving. Now, I don't know how I'm supposed to correct this. Now, my bank has flagged the situation, and they're going to decline every one of these billings that come through. Now, are you dealing with a billing that came for the $59 or whatever it was?
Yes, sir. On the recorded line, it shows that there was a decline payment for $59.89 for a transaction that was done April the 7th, which is what I'm seeing here. But for the other charges that you're speaking of, I don't have any information on those. That's the those are the charges you would need to get the correct customer service number on. I don't have access to that.
All right. Well, please don't send me any more bills because they're going to get declined. I mean, it's just going to happen.
We don't send bills from here, sir. We're just the call center. You can reach back out to your bank to let them know that the number that you called, there was a confirmation that there was a declined payment for the $59.89. We don't bill or ship
they
here.
Know that. They know that because they told me. So, all right, about the only way I'm going to have to deal with this is cancel my card and get them to issue a new card. But I appreciate your time and your help.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
You bet. Bye.